The credits that they earn with us are transferable to almost any institution throughout the country.
Monica Laporta serves as assistant to the Vice President of Academic Affairs at NCCC. Starting this fall for the next 3 years, 60 Niagara Falls High School students will be selected to take a minimum of 12 college credits under this pilot high school Pell Grant program.
Basically, the students are going to begin their day by taking the required high school courses at Niagara Falls High School. Then the school district will transport them to the Culinary Institute, where they will take their college credit.
This program is designed to allow students future career pathway choices in what are now considered high-demand fields, such as hospitality and tourism, baking and pastry arts, and culinary. Normally, a student is only eligible for a federal Pell Grant if they have a high school diploma or high school equivalency. But now, the program provides a new way of funding for Falls High School seniors to gain college credit courses. Jim Triboli is Director of Financial Aid and Admissions at NCCC. He tells WBFO News it would provide a student with a little more than $2,800 for the year.
The maximum award for, and they would be considered half-time students, the maximum per semester would be $1,444.
Once enrolled, students will receive a variety of student support services, including coaching and academic tutoring.
Are monitored whether they're attending those classes, if they're passing those classes. We keep an eye on that if they're making satisfactory academic progress here. We monitor that every semester here at the college.
Eligibility will be based on household income of the student's family.
Basically, a student who is eligible for the program must have an 85% average or the recommendation of one of the school administrators. So we are talking about your high-achieving students.
NCCC is the only Western New York college to be selected for this pilot Pell Grant program.
In the long run here, this is going to help accelerate students through the college process, earning college credits while they're still in high school.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.